Hello, this is Shira Sherbo from Torah for the Nations. We are located in the mystical mountaintop city of Sfat in the Upper Galilee in northern Israel. And so if you are in Israel or planning to come to Israel, make sure you stop in. So like they say, location, 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 because our place, we are literally and spiritually very strategically located in the city of Sfat. And it's no coincidence that we are right here, right now. Because I like to say Sfat is a city for both sight and insight. Because physically speaking, for sight, we're on a mountaintop. We're like a city on a hill. It's like the highest city in the Galilee and in all of Israel. And then spiritually speaking, for insight, Sfat is one of the holiest cities in all of Israel, and according to the great mystics of the past, Sfat is supposed to play an important role in the final redemption. So how exciting. So we are located right at the top of the mountain where all the activities are, the hustle and bustle, and my husband, Pesach Sherbo, spends his days speaking with all the hundreds of tourists that come through who feel a connection with Israel. They have questions about the Torah. They want to know, like, what are their obligations as non-Jews to the God of Israel. So we have some very interesting conversations, and he will also make himself available. He meets online with home groups, individuals, families around the world to teach and answer any questions. So whether or not physically you're planning to come visit Sfat, you will want to make a spiritual and intellectual connection with this city. You should aim to know Sfat as well as your own hometown, really, because Sfat, more than most other places, it has like a broad, far-reaching history which is guaranteed to stir you in the depths of your soul. I'm gonna read to you what the author David Rosaf wrote in his book called The Mystical City of Sfat, which I highly recommend. So if you do come here, here's what you can expect. He writes, quote, "Walking along the curving mountain road into Sfat, you feel exhilarated by the bracing clear air. Looking around, you are astonished by the apparent newness of this ancient city. Although you've never been here before, it feels somewhat familiar." So true. Sfat's magic lies in her mystery. Something in her oldness and eccentricity dazzles your imagination and sparks your curiosity, yet just what is it may be hard to pinpoint. The old Jewish quarter beckons you to explore its cobblestone lanes and gaze into the ancient synagogues. On the other hand, the Galilee with long mountain ranges and lush valleys give you a sense of spiritual freedom which you've rarely experienced. Unquote. Wow. What a beautiful, accurate description that is. Can you tell? I'm excited to live here. We've only been here a year and a half, but people who have been here 25 years are still saying, pinch me, do I really live in Sfat? So you have to go find Sfat on your map. In English, it's also known as Safed, but here in the land we say Sfat. Think of the word Ritz. It ends in TZ, and TZ is a Hebrew letter, and Sfat is spelled TZFAT. So you can Google this ancient, noble, spiritual, mystical, eccentric mountaintop city and at least make a spiritual and intellectual connection if you can't get here physically right now. And thanks to all the modern day technology, we are able to give you a connection with this ancient, amazing city by staying hooked up with us at Jewish Heartbeat Radio. The heartbeat of Sfat is alive and well, Baruch Hashem, bless God. So come discover the mystery of Sfat for yourself. And please contact us when you are here or go on our Torah for the Nations website and Facebook pages and we would be more than happy to answer your questions and help you in any way we can. Okay, this is Shira Sherbo from Torah for the Nations and Jewish Heartbeat Radio. See you later. Lahitra Ot, which is bye for now.